read the words of the psalmist David, you always get into something like this, and there's nothing more wonderful. Psalm 119 in verse 103 said, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Now, when you get where you love the Word of God and the things of God more than you love the taste buds of the natural man, and you will go to all ends to satisfy the hunger of the regenerated and soul that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb, before you satisfy the hungering and taste of the natural man, then you've grown up and you've made great progress with God. And you've grown up to be an adult, because children want to feed first the old natural appetite. And that's why the Bible speaks about the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. He said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Now, what kind of appetite would babes in Christ have? Well, Peter, 1 Peter 2 and 2 says, "As newborn babes in Christ, desire the sincere milk of the word, so you can grow thereby." Now, that is natural and normal if you have the right relationship and the right love for God to begin with, to the extent, and have a teacher that's going to teach you what you ought to want. You can't trust a baby to himself. You can't trust a newborn Christian to himself. Those taste buds, as a babe in Christ, he don't understand why that he feels the way he does. He doesn't understand the misery that comes when that soul is not fed from the spiritual table that God prepares for you on Sunday morning and other times. He don't know what's wrong when that misery sets in. When there you can remember at the altar how you found the first love. Oh, that first love is wonderful. When you find Jesus, the pearl of great price. When you felt joy unspeakable and full of glory. When you could almost hear angels singing to you, "Your name is written down in glory." Of course, it was already there, but you didn't know. Praise God. Lord, have mercy. And everything you see and taste and smell, you remember that old song they sang that got you to the altar? "Who is that knocking, calling, seeking? Who is that troubling my soul?" And those first songs you hear the choir or the congregation light up and sing, "I'm redeemed by love divine." When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. "I've anchored in Jesus," or some of those old songs, "I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb." And how thrilled you were. How sweet everybody looked. You looked upon all those people out there as being in love with Jesus, and they loved you and you loved them. But it's a few days. If you don't have the teaching and you don't have somebody to coach you and keep you praying and coming to church regular, and as you have received, Colossians 2 and 6, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in Him. The same way you found Him is the way you're going to keep that joy level up to here, so you don't get in despair and get depression and frustration, because that same joy and ecstasy you found when you found the Lord, "I found the way of blessing. I found the way of joy." Praise God. Now, what's wrong with me now? I don't feel that way anymore. Because somebody hasn't led you to continue seeking, hearing the Word of God. See, you live by faith. You live by faith in Jesus. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. Let me tell you something. And the way you're going to have that faith, faith came by hearing, and if you continue to have that faith, it comes by continuous hearing of the Word of God. Romans 10, 17. And how are they going to hear without a preacher? And how is he going to preach except he be sent? The way you find the Lord Jesus, so walk you in Him. The way you found the joy to begin with, forgiveness, freedom from guilt, freedom from fear, that new taste that came to you, that you love everybody and love the Word of God and love Jesus. You love to hear the Psalms of Zion. You wanted to cut the hi-fi off. You wanted to go home and change everything in your house from the lifestyle you live to the lifestyle of the Christian who now is a member of the body of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Ephesians the 5th chapter and verse 30, you're now a member of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. That's closer than your wife or husband or mother. Did you know that? And all that new love you have and that taste you have. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, that's the first thing you find out. You're justified by faith now. Through you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But you've got to keep tasting. It's a daily thing. Jesus taught that every day we should pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Proverbs 8 and 34, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All that hate me love death. And let me tell you something, you've got to fall in love with the Word of God, and your taste buds must be oriented and cultivated and cultured and nourished. Till that soul will cry out and make you so miserable. And he'll do it so you can't stand to deafen the ears of your spirit to the convicting power of the Holy Ghost that troubles you when you don't continue walking with Jesus. The old song we used to sing, I heard it when I first got saved, said, oh, I love to walk with Jesus as in the days of old when he tarried by the wayside wellside near the gates of Jericho. I love to walk with him. Praise God. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. What do you mean sweeter? It means that everything is happier and better and more joyful. And you get the taste. Those taste buds are satisfied as you walk with Jesus. You taste and see that the Lord is good, and there is a taste. That spiritual man tastes the things of the Spirit of God. That verse again in Psalm 119, verse 103, how sweet are thy words to my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And the next verse says, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. And then that next wonderful verse, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word. I like the words of that blessed old prophet named Jeremiah. Jeremiah 15 in verse 16, he said, thy words were found and I did eat them. You can feed on the word of God. You can feed your soul that you have peace and joy beyond anything that you ever could compare it with. It's better than honey. It's like David said again, said, I rejoice at your word more than one that findeth great spoil. I'm not going to compare it with anything else. Jeremiah said, your words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Hey, I just eat the words of God. Literally feast upon them. I've tasted. I see that the Lord is good. And the goodness of the Lord and the blessings of the Lord comes through his word. You ignore God's word and you won't have the blessings of the Lord on your life. You reject them. You lose your appetite and you can do it. You ever seen a natural person lose his appetite, see him begin to get scrawny? He loses appetite because of disease or because of sorrow or because of some terrible disappointment in his life. Despair. You ever seen a person that didn't want to live? I've seen people that wanted to live and they still didn't have an appetite. They get scrawny. That's the way a lot of Christians are. They lose their spiritual taste for the things of the Spirit of God. Their spirit does not want the things of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. They just don't want it. They somehow lost their appetite for the things of the Spirit. Jeremiah said, I found your words, Lord, and I ate them. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Another great man in the word of God was named Job. Job, the 23rd chapter, and verse 12. I could quote it, but I want to go back and just see it here with my eyes in the book. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of thy lips, I have esteemed the words of thy mouth more, above, beyond, ahead of my necessary food.